Welcome to the Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Emma Katz, and today we are studying Berachot HaShachar, the morning blessings. Regarding the list of morning blessings, the Gemara states in the Gemara in Brachot, Ki patachi neha, that when one opens their eyes, Lema barach pokeach evrim, that's when they should say the bracha of blessed is the one who opens the eyes of the blind. Ki taritz v'yativ, when they straighten up and when they sit and straighten out their body, Lema barach matir asurim, that's when they should say the bracha of blessed is the one that frees the bound. Ki lavish, when they dress themselves, Lema barach malbish harumim, they should bless Hashem as the one who clothes the naked. And lastly, ki zakif, Lema barach zokif kefufim, when they straighten themselves up, they should say blessed is the one who straightens the bent. But the question can be asked, what happens if an individual is not able to carry out one of these tasks? For example, a blind person does not open their eyes. Would they say the bracha of Pokeach Evrim? And the Mishnah Berurah answers and says, Suma Mivarech Berchat Pokeach Evrim, that a blind person should still say the bracha of blessed is the one who opens the eyes of the blind. V'kein Chirish Af She'ina Yachol Lishmoa, and also a deaf person, even though they cannot hear, Kol Tarnagol, the sound of a rooster, Yachol Levarech Baruch Hanotin Lesech Vivina, they can make the first blessing, is that God gave intuition to the rooster. So even if they can't hear, they can make a bracha on hearing. And even if they can't see, they can make a bracha on seeing. But why is that? Why does that make sense that one who can't see should make a blessing on seeing? In Shulchan Aruch Harav, written by the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, Rav Schneur Zalman of Liadi, he states, V'yesh omrim sha'afilu lo nitchayev bahen klal yivarech kulan kesidran. Someone who is not obligated in one of the brachot should still make all of the brachot in their order, mipnei she'in habrachot al hana'at atzmo, because the brachot were not written for each individual, ela mivarchin she'akadosh baruch hu bara tzarchei ha'olam. The Alter Rebbe is saying, we are not making a blessing on the fact that we as individuals are able to do something, rather that God created the ability to do this thing within the world. So we are not making a blessing on our own ability to see. Rather, we are making a blessing on the fact that there is sight in the world. And therefore, he says, even if someone is blind, they are able to make a blessing that in the world, people are able to see. Rav Shlomo Volbi and Ali Shor takes this one step further, and I think we can apply this to our lives. Rav Volbi says that when we make these brachot in the morning, we are making brachot on the most seemingly insignificant acts, that we open our eyes in the morning without even thinking about it. We stretch out our bodies without a second thought. So what Rav Volbi says is, why are we making a blessing on such a small act? And he said the purpose of doing this is to remind ourselves that nothing is a given, that we must bless Hashem for the fact that we opened our eyes this morning, and we must bless Hashem for the fact that we straightened out our body and we were able to get dressed and we were able to hear, because nothing should be taken for granted. And that when we make these morning blessings, we should remind ourselves of that, that nothing is insignificant and nothing should be taken for granted. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishma, Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Mishulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families. Thank you.